Now, economist John Fitzgerald, writing in the Irish Times today, has urged the IDA, Ireland's Foreign Direct Investment Agency, to slow down the stream of new big building projects, including any new data centres, for the next year. And these are projects that he would describe as low priority. With Ireland experiencing full employment, he says the shortage of workers to improve essential services like healthcare and housing needs to be addressed. Earlier, we spoke to John Fitzgerald about the challenges facing the economy.
Our standard of living, which is very high by international standards, depends on the success of the multinational sector. So it's hugely important to us. But there is a danger that we allocate too much of our scarce resources to producing goods and services for export when we actually need to produce more houses, more public transport, tackle climate change, other forms of investment. So it's a question of, should we slow down the investment in things like data centres, which require to be built and require skilled people to actually produce them, and use some of those skilled resources to produce more houses or more public transport?
And how do you get the balance right? Because there are presumably some risks associated with slowing down that economic activity.
Yeah, you don't want to put at risk our future. But it's a question of slowing the response. If you don't, what will happen is you'll get higher inflation, and multinationals will be discouraged from coming to Ireland because it just becomes too expensive. That's not a good way. We will need them in the future. So if you can slow the process so that you don't take up too much of our scarce resources, and the Department of Finance summer economic statement actually has a very interesting thing that nobody picked up on the dramatic fall in the number of people with apprenticeships in the labour force. So building construction work is workers are in scarce supply, and we need more of them to produce the things we need for ourselves, and not devote them all to producing factories and plants for export.
So how do you achieve that shift from the high levels of employment in the sort of multinational export focused sector to providing as you gave the example there, people working in building of services in healthcare and transport and other things? How do you achieve that? I presume you have to incentivize it.
It's a question of, can you slow the very valuable inflow at a time when the economy is at capacity? So over the next year or two, can you slow it? Like in particular data centers, sort of if you delay building them for a year or two, that would ease the pressure and provide more resources for the things that we really need.
And what about wages for those jobs, those essential jobs that you're talking about? Is there a risk there that you, if you prioritise those jobs, that there'll be a knock-on effect for the economy in terms of inflation?
Well, if you don't prioritise, if everybody's out looking for the same workers with the same skills, then you get higher wage inflation. And that's what happened in the run-up to the financial crisis. It was go everywhere. Wage rates rose. That actually shut down a lot of firms that couldn't survive under those circumstances. And then when the financial crisis happened, we could really have done with those jobs. So it's looking for a more stable and sustainable flow of activity rather than a stop-start.
You mentioned data centres. Are there other examples of what you would consider to be low priority projects that we are investing in at the moment?
The problem is all of them are valuable and we will need them in the future. But if you could just delay for 6 months or a year individual projects to make some space for the kind of public capital programme, that would be good.
What you're describing is kind of an ideological shift for this country. Do you think there's political will there to make these kind of changes that you're talking about?
No, it's not an ideological shift. We've been a bit too successful, and it squeezed the resources that are available to produce vital investment for ourselves. So it's a question of slowing things. We are going to need and depend on this inflow into the future, but just too much of a good thing just at the moment poses problems for us.
And just to come back to the summary economic statement that you mentioned there, we know that the Fiscal Advisory Council has been critical of what the government published earlier this week and has warned of the risk of inflation and overheating. How would you use that surplus, and how, it, you know, as you said, if we're not if we're spending, if we're to take your approach that you're mentioning there?
If the government wants to spend more, they need to raise taxes, not because they need the money, but to free up resources for the public sector. And I know it wouldn't be popular, but like increasing property taxes, there are a range of things you could do to take money out of the economy. There's basically too much money chasing too few goods and services. The government adding to that demand for goods and services doesn't help. So I think that if they want to have that level of expenditure, then actually tighter fiscal policy through higher taxation is the way to go.
And for the layperson who might be listening to this, who maybe can't afford to get a house, is worried about the cost of living, and you're talking about higher taxes, how do you kind of sell that to the general public in that sense?
Well, everybody's fully employed in the economy at the moment. And it's a question, if the government wants to hire more people to produce more houses or to provide more healthcare services, then they've got to come from somewhere. So you need to slow down the private sector in that case. And the way you can do it is through raising taxation. So it is, if we could go out to IKEA and buy 10,000 houses in kit form and put them up tomorrow, then there wouldn't be a problem. But we actually have to produce them in Ireland. We have to produce healthcare services in Ireland. We can't import them. So the problem is we don't have enough people to do everything we need, and the government needs to prioritise.